Phoenix FM. It's the last day of Stand and Calling. 4 days, fun-packed days as well. And I'm here fairly close to the main stage with Sarah from Mudlarks. It's just gone 12 on the Sunday. So another busy day ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, fine. You've got a brilliant setup here, as always. And obviously a lot of work's gone into this.
So a lot of our gardeners and people that we work with that have additional needs and learning disabilities have made part of the stand today. We've got knitted animals and people from the Yarn Bombers who actually have chosen us as their charity of choice this year. So we're very lucky. So they've been fundraising for us. But we're really here to raise awareness about the 6 projects we run in Hartford that support young adults and adults with learning disabilities and mental health issues.
And the projects that you've got, I mean, every year we talk, there are new irons in the fire, there are new projects that are going on. There's a lot happening, and I know when I've spoken to Vic, certainly last year, with lockdown setting you behind and everything else, you've still managed to grow with all that going on.
Oh, yes, we continue to grow. We opened throughout lockdown, which was really good, and it helped support all the people we look after. But we're looking to open a polytunnel project soon, which will give paid workers to gardeners and supply fruit and vegetables to local businesses. And also we have our forest school in Pangshanger Park that allows guys and girls to learn about nature and be free with one and just to be themselves, really.
And you've still got the main cafe in Hartford. Is that like the epicentre, really?
Well, we've got 2 epicentres. One's our community cafe based in Hartford in 4th Street, which continues to grow. We have an amazing array of fruit and vegetable use from the allotment that goes to make dishes in our cafe, but we also have our horticultural therapy centre in Hartford, which really does give therapy and understanding to people that need an extra helping hand in life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the work that you're doing, there's not enough time, there's probably not enough room. You know, you could have you have a waiting list of people anyway.
We always have a waiting list, but really we would like to replicate this in all counties because there's a large need for people, and we just promote inclusion for all and everyone being part of a wonderful community.
And I mean, the Mudlarks, so it's the cafe in 4th Street, that's the main one, Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, but you're working a lot longer hours than that.
Yes, we do. We support our families all through the week and sometimes into the evening if they need support. But our cafe's open for breakfast, brunch, lunch and cakes and afternoon tea, and we always have vegetarian, vegan and allergy options there.
And we can check out your menu online as well.
You can check out our menu online, www.mudlarksgarden.org.uk, and there's also a QR code on the menu so you can download it to your phones as well.
So if ever you're venturing out to Hartford, it's certainly worth seeing. More information we know is at mudlarksgarden.org.uk, and I mean, it really is the charity cafe venue, isn't it?
It really is, and we're opening more for private hire, and every month we have a music night, so all the proceeds go back to Mudlarks, and we have DJ sets, we have all local bands coming along, and also on a Monday twice a month we run a bereavement cafe as well. It's open to anyone that's feeling low that needs support from the bereavement cafe, so we also run that, and details of that are on our website as well.
And with lockdown there's been a lot, because I know, as I say, talking last year, when you think what's happened in the past 2 or 3 years,
and it's still affecting everybody, and we're here to support everyone. So whether you're part of one of our 6 projects or you just come in and want a cup of coffee, there's always a mentor or someone there that can sit down and have a chat with you. And we're all a friendly bunch and everybody is really welcome. And our well-behaved dogs are welcome at the cafe as well.
Just like here at Stand and Calling.
We're all into animal therapy and dogs, especially. We have dogs at our allotment, but also we have chickens, which are also a very therapeutic animal. Would you believe it?
No, I can believe it. Yes, absolutely. And therefore, you get plenty of eggs as well.
We do. We get plenty of eggs, which we also sell. So.
Oh, look, thank you so much for talking to us. As I said, mudlarksgarden.org.uk is where we'd find out more. And I'm sure we'll see you next year.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And thank you ever so much for supporting us.
Thank you. Thanks.